American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Vice President Kamala Harris is facing backlash for several answers that she gave at a CNN town hall conducted last night. Here's Fox's Rich Edson.
This is from former Obama White House senior advisor David Axelrod. He says that sometimes when Vice President Harris doesn't want to answer a question, she takes the train to Word Salad City. And he said in that event last evening, she did that on answers regarding Israel and immigration. Hours before the event, Harris invited the press to the VP residence at the Naval Observatory to speak about accusations from his former chief of staff, John Kelly, who told the New York Times and the Atlantic that then President Trump said Hitler did some good things and that, quote, I need the kind of generals that Hitler had. Harris called Trump unhinged, unstable, said he only wants a military loyal to him, and said it's deeply troubling and dangerous that Trump would invoke Hitler.
The former president responded to the accusations on Truth Social and said in part that Kelly made up a story out of pure Trump derangement syndrome hatred. The Real Clear Politics polling average still has Vice President Kamala Harris with a less than 1 percentage point lead over Donald Trump. Outlet 538 reports the Tip Insights poll shows a 3-point lead for Harris. In other election news, Fox Business reports Chinese communists are attempting to influence U.S. elections with an online spam bot campaign that targets Republican lawmakers who have denounced the People's Republic of China, according to Microsoft. The latest Microsoft Threat Analysis Center report details how fake social media accounts operated by a CCP-linked entity have attempted to influence voters in Alabama, Texas, and Tennessee with a series of anti-Semitic posts denigrating Republicans. Representative Barry Moore of Alabama, Representative Michael McCaul of Texas, and Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee. Franklin Graham has been hitting the campaign trail with former President Donald Trump and, in an exclusive interview with American Family News, says this is the most consequential election of his lifetime. Here's AFN Steve Jordahl.
Franklin Graham was at a campaign event with President Trump and faith leaders on Monday, and what a bit charismatic.
You all said you all knew how to pray. You pray out loud, and I'll close this in about 2 minutes, okay? So let's pray. Pray out loud.
Graham tells AFN he's supporting Trump even though he's not a perfect man.
Does he cuss? And I've talked to him about that. And, you know, he says, Franklin, you're right. Shouldn't talk like that. And there's other things I've been able to say to him.
But he says Trump's first term was a resounding success, and so will his second term be if he's reelected.
You know, he's a New Yorker. He's a businessman. He knows how to cut through the waste and make things happen. He proved himself 4 years ago. He did an incredible job. And I'm just praying that God will allow him to come back in the White House and finish that job and hopefully save this America for our grandchildren.
He says Trump's negative qualities pale in comparison to the alternative.
The Democratic Party in the last 10 years has slowly begun to change and is now a socialistic party. So much of their agenda is sexually driven. And it's sickening as to what's coming down the road.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
Recovery efforts continue in Tennessee, North Carolina, Florida, and Georgia after Hurricanes Helene and Milton. Luther Harrison, Vice President of North American Ministries for Samaritan's Purse, joined Washington Watch.
Search and recovery continues with our Samaritan's Purse volunteers and our rapid response chaplains with the Billy Graham Association. The devastation is overwhelming, but the grief, Tony, that we're seeing on this one, second deadliest hurricane in the U.S. since, I guess, Katrina.
He said one family had 10 members swept away in raging floodwaters, and another family had their house collapse while they were waiting on the rooftop to be rescued.
The volunteer fire departments and the churches, they have just become the community centers. They become that center to help minister not only to the physical needs, but most importantly, the spiritual needs.
He went on to say it's getting quite chilly in the mountains as the seasons change and they are working to get families in homes. He said to pray for the families. Find more news online at afn.net.